I toss my hair and I check my nails. And that's the only time I do it is when I'm hearing that song. Lizzo, all the hits. It is Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:09. A Tuesday morning, cloudy with a flurry today. Cold. It's going to feel colder than it's going to be. It's going to be 40 degrees, but feel a little bit colder.
Nice. So. I love the cold.
I know you do, Walmart Jeff. It is time for three things you need to know this morning. Are you ready for the three things?
I'm ready, Courtney. Yes.
Well, everybody's talking about it. Presidential inauguration. It's tomorrow. If you forgot, it's tomorrow. President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in. Lady Gaga, J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, you know, Demi Lovato. They're going to be performing at some point.
Yeah, it's going to be a big old concert.
Tom Hanks is hosting.
Nice. I like that.
And Walmart was telling me off the air that, well, everybody's talking about president, the current president, doing a lot of pardons before then.
Yeah,
so, like,
yes.
Today?
Yeah, today's his last full day in office, and they're saying that he's going to throw a lot of pardons out there. And my fingers are crossed for Joe Exotic.
From Tiger King. Yes.
He is currently in prison right now, and his team, his legal team, I follow him on Instagram.
They met with President Trump.
Yeah, so they're saying that it's a good chance he's going to get pardoned today.
All right, well, we're going to have to cross our fingers and hope that Joe Exotic gets pardoned. Also, another thing you need to know today, and the three things you need to know today, and I saw this on the news and I thought it was absolutely amazing. Connecticut's largest COVID-19 vaccine clinic opened yesterday in East Hartford at Pratt & Whitney. It's huge.
Oh, really?
10 lanes, 5 trailers. It is the largest in the state. Health workers and people 75 and older are priority right now, but it's huge.
That's pretty cool.
And
I'm so proud
of them for rolling something out like that. And finally, you need to know Mega Millions. The drawing is tonight. The jackpot's $850 million. I have our tickets because Walmart Jeff and I are buying them together. But I'm not going to give them to you until after the drawing because I just don't trust you.
Yeah, over the weekend, I told my wife, I go, yeah, Courtney and I have been buying tickets. And she was like, what? I go, yeah, Courtney and I, we're going halvesies. She goes, how can we go halvesies with Courtney if we win? I go, what are we going to do with $400
million? $850
million.
Well, Cut it in half, yeah, $400 million?
Yeah, $425.
Barb.
She's like, we can't split that.
I was buying the tickets, and Mr. Automotive, my fiance, was with me, and I'm like, yeah, Jeff and I are going in halvesies. He's like, well, what am I going to do? I go, I don't know. You're out of luck.
Sorry.
You're out of luck. But yeah, the jackpot is $850 million. The drawing is tonight, but don't worry about it. We are paying your bills. Your odds are so much better. All you have to do is listen, and you could win $1,000. Find out how to win $1,000. Your first shot coming up this morning at 7:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Walmart Jeff, Tuesday morning, 6:26. Cloudy, flurry, high near 40. Time for your junk Walmart Jeff.
So scientists have declared that 2020 was the most stressful year ever.
Of my life, yes.
Yeah, for everyone. They say women spend about 3 hours and 18 minutes a day stressing out.
Yes.
Men said, what is stress?
Took me a minute there.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I'm so stressed out. This most stressful year of my life. But I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
I'm not a nurse.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, working at the grocery store making sure everybody gets what they need. I'm not driving the truck that gets it there. I'm not at the post office. Why am I so stressed? See, I'm stressed thinking about the stress that everybody else is going under.
And while you were talking about all the things that make you stress, I was thinking, is there hockey on tonight?
See, exactly.
I think the Flyers
what
might
the
play.
Hell?
Yeah, so the top three things that people are stressing over, finances.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
Yes.
And politics/news.
Yes. All three. We've had enough.
Now, if you're looking to reduce your stress, experts are saying to reel back on the news. They're saying with the 24-hour news channels, Facebook, and social media, it's just killing you.
How many years ago? Now, I'm informed. I don't want you to think I'm not informed because I need to be informed for my job. But how long ago was it that I said, you know what, no more news in my house?
It was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah. I limited it. I know when I need to watch it. I know what I need to watch, and I turn it off, and it works.
I will say, I mean, in the last couple months, we in my household have been cutting back on the news.
You have to.
We find ourselves watching a lot of guys' grocery games.
There's nothing
during
on.
Dinner. There's nothing on TV.
You're right.
You turn on the Food Network, and it's just Guy Fieri.
You're right.
If you're looking to cut back on stress, cut back on the old news.
And you know how you can cut back on stress? Let somebody else pay your bills.
Yeah.
How great is that? Like, talk about stress-free when somebody else is picking up the tab. Find out how you could get your bills paid. It's coming up this morning at 7:10. Louis Capaldi, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is time for your Hollywood Report, and Dua Lipa. She recently posted a photo, and we talked about this. She added a bunch of emojis, including a baby bottle emoji. Fans speculated that she was announcing a pregnancy. Dua Lipa just addressed those rumors.
I'm not pregnant, just to clear it up. Not pregnant.
No, she's not. If you saw the photo, like you saw the photo, Walmart, Jeff, did she even look like bloated?
No.
She doesn't even look bloated, let alone pregnant. She said she just likes really cute emojis, and she wasn't thinking. Just put it out there. You can check out her explanation. The entire interview is on her blog. Dustin Diamond, who's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, is being honored by NASCAR driver Josh Bilicki. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. I'm not a NASCAR girl.
Okay.
His car is being sponsored by Insurance King. It's going to be wrapped to pay homage to Dustin Diamond and to wish him well. The car will debut later this year. Dustin stars in Insurance King commercials.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to wrap it. I don't know what they're going to wrap it in, like Saved by the Bell stuff?
I don't know. Maybe it'll just be his picture.
Or his face. I don't know. Zayn Malik's bizarre drug video. Zayn left his fans baffled after smoking weed and drinking beer in an Instagram live video. It was so bizarre.
Really?
He was smoking like the biggest joint I've ever seen while playing music from his album, Walmart Jeff, his new album. And then he was drinking beer, and then he dove into a pizza.
Well, maybe you need to be high and drunk to listen to his new album.
That, or he's a new dad.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like maybe he just
needed
a break. Maybe he was in his man cave.
Gotcha.
Maybe he hasn't slept in days. He's like, I need to listen to some music and relax. That could be it, but you can see the video right now. And more on all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney, and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff, are you ready for War of the Roses?
I'm not 100% sure, Courtney. We'll have to find out.
Well, don't worry. I'll carry you.
Okay,
I'll carry you through it. I am ready for War of the Roses, Walmart Jeff. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. You tell us why. And if we think it's a valid reason, then we will try and find out if your significant other is cheating. We're going to Farmington this morning. Kylie is on the phone. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about.
I do.
All right. Oh, well, I hope we can help you out. And the producer tells us you think your boyfriend, his name is Gabe, you think Gabe is cheating on you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't normally because, you know, like we have a great relationship and, you know, he's the love of my life and I thought things were good.
Okay.
But then, you know, I was like on his phone and not in like a deep dive kind of way, just like scrolling through some pictures of us.
Wait, did you say I was on his phone, but not in a deep dive kind of way?
yeah.
That's hysterical. Okay, so you had his cell phone and you were looking at pictures or going through it or something? What?
Yeah, I was just like looking at some cute pictures that we've taken and, you know, just like reminiscing. Mm-hmm. And then this girl like texted him and popped up.
Whoa.
And her name's Erica, and I was like, who's Erica? And I looked, and there wasn't a lot of back and forth, but, you know, my guy was just like, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what? You're so excited about what? Why are you texting this random girl? Like, I don't know. And it doesn't feel right, and I'm just a little nervous about it.
You don't know an Erica. He doesn't have a friend named Erica that you've, or a buddy's wife named Erica, or a coworker named Erica.
No, and there was no last name, which I think is kind of weird, and I don't know.
All right, here's what's going to happen.
Oh,
we're going to call up Gabe. We're going to offer him roses. You're going to be listening in. We'll try to, you know, fish around and get some info. At any point, if you want to talk to Gabe, you'll be able to jump in on the conversation. If you're ready, then we're ready to call him.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm so nervous.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah,
we're going to do
ready.
It.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Strange times we're living in.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is Gabe there?
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hey, Gabe, this is George from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to let you know, we're actually new to the area. We're Flowers Express of Simsbury. And I just want to let you know, because we are new, we're doing a special promotion right now where we are going to hook you up with a free dozen roses.
What's the catch?
Nope, no catch at all. These are 100% free. They're beautiful roses, and we'll get them out today if you have someone you could send them to.
Okay, cool. This works.
Okay, cool. So here's the deal. We'll get all the recipients' information in 1 second. I have a card in front of me. We can write a message on the card if you'd like to do so.
Yeah, please. If you can put, I guess, let me see here. Just put something like, you are my everything.
And Gabe, who should we address the card to?
To Kylie? Yeah, to Kylie.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that. We can get that on there.
All right, I'm jumping in. Gabe, it's Courtney. And the florist is actually Walmart Jeff. You're on the radio. It is Kiss 95.7. Also with us, Gabe, this morning, I know you're in a little bit of shock, is your girlfriend, Kylie. Kylie, would you like to tell? Yeah. Listen, Gabe.
Hi, Kylie.
You're on something called War of the Roses, Gabe, when your significant other thinks you're cheating. Do you want to tell Gabe why he's on, Kylie?
Hi, honey. So, I mean, it feels ridiculous now, but I was looking at your phone, and, you know, a text message popped up from a girl named Erica, and I got really nervous, and you've been acting a little bit differently, like a little secretive with your phone and your laptop, and I kind of spiraled, and I thought that maybe you were cheating on me, and I am so sorry that I thought that.
Kylie, I can't believe you did this. Like,
well, I wasn't, like, going through your phone. I was looking at a picture, and then, you know, like, the text message popped up, and I don't know.
But still, we still don't know who Erica is, Gabe.
What's going on?
Well, this sucks. Erica is a salesperson at a jewelry store who was helping me design an engagement ring for you, Kylie.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, there goes that surprise.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you did it.
Oh, my God.
Well, whatever.
Gabe, seriously, Gabe, are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I'm being serious, but you know what? Look. This is a bad situation, but you know what? Let me try to salvage it, Kylie. I know how much you love 95.7. We are live on the radio, so
Wait a minute.
There's no time like the present. So, Kylie,
Gabe, stop.
Would you like to spend the rest of your life with me?
Oh God!
Oh my God! Gabe, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, that's literally why I was talking to Erica.
Oh,
and
honey,
your ring is being designed and it's ready to go. So, will you marry me?
Oh my God! Yes, of course.
Yay!
Oh, nice. I
so dumb.
Walmart, stop! Oh
I
my God!
So sorry that you were cheating on me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the worst.
Oh my God!
Oh, honey, that is so sweet.
You can feel better and you can stop going through my phone now. I can plan other surprises maybe for something else. But no, there's nothing between me and Erica other than business transactions and her giving me a ring so I can give it to you.
Oh, my God. So. I can't.
Oh, my God. I love you so much, sweetie. Thank you.
I love you, too.
I am blown away. This went from, like, I think my man is cheating to an engagement on the air. Congratulations, Gabe. What a way to turn it around. And I'm so happy that that it happened with us.
Not the way I planned it, but you know what? I'm not upset with how it turned out.
All right, so here's the deal. Once you get the ring, Kylie, I would love a photo. If you could take a photo, and we'll post it on our Facebook page. Oh, my gosh. You guys, congratulations so much. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, the Hits Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Walmart Jeff, 6:49. Cloudy. A flurry here or there today. High near 40. It's time for good news. And if you've got good news to share, as always, I love good news. It's just, we need good news these days, don't we, Walmart Jeff?
Yeah, I guess so.
I could use a lot of good news. Yeah. I might just do one day. 4 hours of just good news. How about that?
It's your show.
Yeah, that's true. I've got some good news. I've got good news if you're looking for a job. And if you like lounging around in your slippers. the apparel company called Bedroom Athletics, which to me, Bedroom Athletics.
Sounds like something dirty.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like apparel. But anyway, Bedroom Athletics is looking for slipper testers. All you got to do is wear their slippers. Wear their slippers. Listen to this. 12 hours a day, just 2 days a month for an entire year. Give them feedback on their slippers, and you're going to get $450 a month.
That's not bad.
Over $5,000 a year for you to wear slippers on the weekends. It's just 2 days a month.
That's crazy.
So you have to do it. So like pick two random days and wear the slippers. Anybody in the world can apply for this job. Sign up at bedroomathletics.com. And if you pull up that website, I haven't checked it yet. So if it is a if it is a porn site, I apologize. That's my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is good news for the people that own the Squeaky Tiki Bar down in Key West. It's a tiki bar that floats. It's got a motor and it drives around the ocean, stuff like that.
I've seen that.
Well, as the guy had it docked and he was kind of restocking the old bottles, a drunk man actually ended up stealing the Squeaky Tiki Bar. And the Coast Guard actually had to track him down and arrest him.
He got away that fast? I thought that little tiki bar went really slow in the water.
Well, it goes really slow, but I mean, the Coast Guard did have to go after him because he was out in the ocean. And the best part about it is a video of the Coast Guard actually towing the Squeaky Tiki Bar back to port.
Okay.
So good news, the bar is okay. Good. Bad news is the drunk man was arrested and thrown in jail.
All right, but can we see that video? Are you going to post it?
Yeah, it's on the website.
All right, good. It's on the website. Hey, if you've got good news, share it with us. We'd love to hear it right now. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. It's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy on Kiss 95.7.